Tuesdays mean it's time to have a look at all things political. We do that with a good Professor Jim Jost. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, Mark.
Long weekend. Did you get up to anything exciting?
No, not really. Listen to some great music on Turn UR.
That's the right answer. The check's waiting for you. Look, this week we're going to have a look at leadership in the political arena and I guess some of the qualities that make a leader and the different types of leadership styles that are out there.
Yes, I mean, I think if we take Donald Trump, for example, and the current confrontation with North Korea, we see a leadership style which is very confusing. He sends out different messages. At one point he's willing to negotiate, at another point he's refusing to negotiate, at another point he's sending out, I suppose you could call them abusive tweets, or tweets that are demeaning of the other leader. So you get this sort of situation where you have a very powerful person like Donald Trump leading a very powerful nation whose leadership style is less predictable. He's all over the place. And in part that's
because I'd say predictably unpredictable.
Well, that's another way of putting it. And it sort of follows on from his experience as a CEO, as being someone in charge of a company, and partly as a result of his reality TV show where he gives an order and it's followed, everyone falls to attention and does what he tells them, and he can behave in any way he likes. No one can contradict him and he doesn't have to take advice.
So with that particular leadership style, I guess it's almost a CEO kind of style, a very forward style. Do you see the types of leadership traits that type of person would have be very different to someone that might have a more inclusive style? Are there certain things that baseline that they've all got?
Well, there are two things I'd say there. One, in a company context, there is a sort of direct process where you give a command and you expect to be obeyed, you expect it to be followed. But the hallmark of very good leaders of companies is that they take advice, they listen to those around them. They may not necessarily follow the advice, but they listen to what people say and they weigh it up before they simply charge off according to their own lights. So there's a sense of listening and being open to alternative and contrary views. That's sort of the mark, I guess, of a good corporate leader. In a political context of a political party, it's a slightly different dimension, because the leader of a political party has to bring the members, the movers and shakers within that party, particularly, so we say, in a parliamentary context, they have to bring them along with them. So it's not a case of the leader gives an order and it automatically gets followed, because there are all sorts of pockets and swirling eddies of different opinions that can derail a leader if they're not aware of how those things operate. So the key thing for a leader of a political party is to understand the dynamics of some of the key influences within that party.
So I guess by not being able to bring everybody on board gently, it sort of creates a bit of instability in the background. If we have a look at some of our, I was going to say failed leaders of recent political times, that's probably the wrong description. I guess those that have been moved on, like, say, Tony Abbott, Kevin Rudd, the people of those, do you find, even though they don't seem as brash and bold, but they do have some of the Trump-like qualities, as in, it's my way or the highway?
There was a bit of that with, maybe a lot of it, with Kevin Rudd and with Tony Abbott. A little less so with Julia Gillard and Malcolm Turnbull. The difficulty there is that there were multiple factions that each leader was having to deal with and negotiate. And I suppose perhaps the classic example here for us at present is Malcolm Turnbull and his leadership style. He doesn't seem to actually have his own stamp, as it were. He seems to be more reactive, less leading and more responsive to wait and see. He does a wait and see and then tries to find a course where he can maximise support. The problem with doing that, and I think he keeps running into this problem, is that he doesn't seem to stand for anything clear or firm, so that when he does take a position, no one can be sure that he's actually going to stick with that position. what we end up seeing quite often with Malcolm Turnbull is he's very tentative in what he does. And one of the sort of hallmarks of both Kevin Rudd and Tony Abbott was that they were anything but tentative. Mm-hmm. So there was a sense
you,
of...
You knew what you were going to get.
In many respects.
To a point.
But in terms of was that good leadership, probably not in the long run, because they were not able necessarily to bring their party along with them, nor in a prime ministerial sense bring the majority of the voting population in terms of public opinion polls, being able to bring public opinion along with them so that they can be seen to be leading the country rather than being buffeted by the various political storms that go on around them.
So in terms of Malcolm Turnbull's style, which you just outlined a moment ago, do you think that it's very deliberately not like these other people have been talking about? Because he's looking at the Trumps and the Abbotts and the K Rudds and going, well, that didn't work, so I'm going to try and deliberately be the complete opposite, or that's just him?
Well, there is a little bit of, I think, validity in what you're saying there. Certainly he was careful and is still careful to mark out a space in which he is different from his predecessors, in which he is seen to be different and not tarred with their particular style of leadership. At the same time, however, he doesn't seem to be prepared to stand up on given issues. And when he does stand up, it's often more to shore up his support within the party than to pursue a policy area or an issue that is in the best interest of the country as a whole. Now, that's a sort of judgment that varies with issue to issue, and it's likely that he may well get it right at the right time. He's not necessarily a unintelligent leader of the party, but he does seem to be particularly reactive, and for a leader of a national government, he needs to be a little perhaps more proactive. At times, leaders do need to stand out from the rest of it, a bit like Tony Abbott, but not being a Tony Abbott or being a Kevin Rudd. A good leader of a political party, particularly at his level and cabinet level, is to be a good listener as well as a negotiator. And it's not clear yet. I think Malcolm Turnbull keeps demonstrating that he listens a lot, but he doesn't seem to have a clear idea of where he, as the leader of the party, wants to take the party.
As always, being able to ride the centre down the middle to
a
point.
Sometimes when you ride the centre, you get hit from both sides.
That's another point. Jim, we'll leave it there. Thank you for your input, as always.
My pleasure, Mark.
As always, Jim Jost, Professor of Politics. We'll catch him next Tuesday morning at 2 NURFM.